Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we catch up with a private chef who specializes in nutrition for elite athletes. Since we last heard from them, their business has expanded, adapting to new culinary trends and the evolving needs of top-tier sports professionals. Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome to Throwback Thursday, also known as Where Are They Now?, our weekly segment on Side Hustle School, where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week, we heard from an independent sound designer who makes a good second income, could be their full-time income, but that's the cool thing about that kind of side hustle is you can just have two almost full-time incomes, and they make their second income providing services to conferences and corporate events. Now, today, as mentioned, we're going to hear from that private chef. Their name is Luca. What has happened since their first feature? Let's get some details. Hopefully, we'll get something that is helpful and inspiring to somebody else out there. I just love the range of stories that we have. I'm so thankful to our community, everybody who's been part of Side Hustle School since the beginning in 2017. Of course, we've got a lot of stuff rolling out this year, as you have seen already, and much more to come. So let's hand the mic over to Luca. I'll come back and say a few words at the end.
Hello again. I'm Luca, the private chef catering to the nutritional needs of elite athletes. When I last shared my story, I was just starting to make a name for myself in the sports nutrition world. Since then, the journey has been both challenging and exhilarating, filled with lessons in nutrition, business, and adapting to the high demands of elite sports. One of the biggest changes in my business was the shift towards plant-based diets. Many athletes are looking to incorporate more vegan options into their meals for health and performance benefits. I dove head first into this new culinary challenge, educating myself on plant-based nutrition and experimenting with recipes that were both nutrient-rich and delicious. Expanding my services, I started offering personalized meal plans, cooking lessons, and even accompanying athletes to training camps and their competitions. My pricing strategy had to reflect this bespoke service level. I introduced a tiered pricing system, basic for meal planning and delivery, a premium for the hands-on cooking services, and an all-inclusive package for travel support. I do no marketing, and the business grows only through referral. The sports world is tightly knit, and a recommendation from one athlete to another is worth more than any advertisement. However, I also maintain an Instagram account where I share glimpses of my culinary creations, which helped in attracting new clients. One of my most memorable experiences was traveling with a cyclist during the tour season. Preparing meals on the road, adapting to the different kitchen setups in various countries, and ensuring the athlete received the right balance of nutrients was a logistical and culinary marathon. It was during this time I really appreciated the critical role nutrition plays in athletic performance and recovery. The business aspect wasn't always as smooth as my knife skills. Managing the logistical side, scheduling, invoicing, and travel arrangements required a level of organization that I had to quickly adapt to. I eventually hired a part-time assistant to handle administrative tasks, allowing me to focus on the culinary side of things. To any aspiring private chefs in the athletic world, my advice is to continuously educate yourself in sports nutrition and be adaptable to each athlete's unique needs. Building trust and a good rapport with clients is just as important as the meals you prepare. Today, my business isn't just about cooking. It's about contributing to an athlete's performance and well-being. It's about understanding and translating the science of nutrition into tasty, nourishing meals. And as the world of sports continues to evolve, so do my recipes and techniques, always aiming for that perfect balance of health and flavor.
Luca, thanks so much for sharing those updates. Listeners, hope you're well over there. What are you up to? What are you working on? What's your idea? How are you making progress? I would love to know. Or if nothing else, I'd love to just gently nudge, encourage you along. Feel free to give me any notes, any feedback. Let me know who you'd like to see featured from our archives, our well-established archives now, sidehustleschool.com. There's some resources there. Show notes for every episode. Today is 2,574. And of course, new episode coming out tomorrow. So excited to share it with you. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.